Hello, everybody. This is First Warden Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Penevich. Well, keeping an eye on a system to our west that looks a lot more impressive when you look at the radar than what it's going to do when it heads our way. Big-time snows across northern Arkansas, southern Missouri, into the Ohio Valley. But this system's kind of going to do a split around the Carolinas. A little piece of energy is going to stay north. Another piece is going to pass towards south. And what's going to happen is this is going to wind up on the coast, but when it passes over us, we're going to lose a lot of the punch and moisture. The North Carolina mountains, though, we'll see a little bit of snow from this. I'm thinking at least 2 or 3 inches is a good possibility, maybe even more depending on how the low tracks up the coast. But for everybody else, we're looking at some high thin clouds increasing throughout the day today. We're going to get up close to about 51 or so, it looks like, before the clouds really put the brakes on our warming temperatures. Then tonight, we'll see the clouds move in, some showers, and I wouldn't be shocked to see an isolated snowflake or two, but I'm not anticipating any major issues tonight because the moisture is going to be moving out by the time the cold or air comes in. So not overly concerned with any issues there. And temperatures are probably going to stay just above the freezing mark tonight for the Charlotte area. So we're looking at a low of about 33 or 34 or so. For Friday, a cooler day. Northwest winds will be cranking up. So temperatures will only get into the mid-40s if we're lucky with sunny skies. Friday night's really cold. We drop down to about 20. Over the weekend, it's going to be sunny and dry, but boy, is it going to be cold. Highs are probably only going to make it into the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. And then morning lows will be down around 18 or 19. Now, early next week, we're still keeping an eye on this storm system. I blogged about it yesterday, the potential for an ice storm. Today, there's some promising news, and I say promising because it looks like it could be a little bit more snow than ice, but I'm not 100% sold yet. The configuration of the high pressure and the low pressure still points to some significant ice for parts of our area. The one thing you need to know is be ready Monday night through Tuesday for the potential for a winter storm. It could be a little bit of everything, maybe snow, sleet to freezing rain. And the question will be how much of all three of those, and that's always a tough one this time of year. But the thing I am concerned about is I don't like the looks of the setup right now. It looks a lot like an ice storm to me, but just a little bit colder air moving down can mean more snow. A little bit warmer air could mean more rain mixing with the freezing rain. So stay tuned. That won't be arriving until Monday night into Tuesday. So I'll keep an eye on it throughout the weekend. I'm back on the air tonight. I'll be on the air Friday, and I'm on the air again Saturday night as well. So we'll have 3 days to keep an eye on this, and hopefully we'll post an updated blog starting over the weekend on what you can expect. Otherwise, enjoy today. Lots of sunshine early, but the clouds thickening up, highs near 51.